Good morning. Welcome to the Blacklands Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, January 8th, and sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Birthdays: physicist Stephen Hawking is 72 today. David Bowie is 67.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on.
And Elvis Presley would have been 79 today.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Hot damn right.
On this day in history in 1815, the Battle of New Orleans is fought. 2 weeks after the War of 1812 officially came to an end. No texting, no iPhones in those days. Never mind, it's a decisive American victory under the leadership of General Andrew Jackson.
Jackson calls to his men.
They are near enough now, gentlemen. You may fire when ready.
In just 20 minutes, the British High Command has been obliterated. The survivors realize they will never reach New Orleans and halt the attack. Improbably, Old Hickory's ragtag army has just trounced the world's best fighting force in little more than 2 hours.
Number one on the charts this day in 1958, real rock and roll. It's Danny and the Juniors and At the Hop.
When the record stops spinning, do tulips, or when you're chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
On the KETR events calendar, on Friday, February 7th, the City of Commerce will sponsor a bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo. The bus fare is $20, and the admission to the stock show is $5 for seniors and $10 for others. The pickup location is the Commerce Farmers Market. The deadline to sign up is January 24th. For more information, call 903-886-1125. 903-886-1125. 1125 or see events at KETR.org. A bus trip to the Fort Worth Stock Show and Rodeo Friday, February 7th. Our guest in the cafe this morning is Francis Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Our thought for the day, cynicism masquerades as wisdom, but is the farthest thing from it. Thank you, Stephen Colbert.
That is a very accurate statement.
Yeah, and I would not have thought that would have come from Stephen Colbert, but it did, and that's interesting. Interesting idea there. All right. Well, of course, with Francis, we're talking about the various components of the United Way, and every time we talk about a different one. So today we're talking about an organization called Hunt County Kids.
Yes, Hunt County Kids.
Uh-huh. And I have not heard about this one before, so tell me a little bit about
it. It's a relatively new organization. It's a completely volunteer organization, so they have no paid staff. They are primarily reside in the South Hunt County area, but they do help all children in Hunt County.
Mm-hmm. And they serve a wide range of needs, a wide range of situations with kids in that area?
If a child has a need, they try to meet it, from the extent of a child coming to a teacher and saying, can I have some tape to tape my shoes back together? By the end of the day, I think those children usually have a new pair of shoes. Mm. All the way to lice kits, which are a big need during certain times of the year when the kids start back to school. And then they have a back to school fair. They do the clothing kid in Quinlan area. A wide range of services.
You did say lice kits.
I did say that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So that's the reality, though, isn't it?
It is very much a reality. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the children, I mean, even not necessarily lower economics. A lot of the children have issues.
So. And you said this is a voluntary organization entirely.
The entire organization is non-paid.
How many people involved in that then?
They have about 7 or 8 directors, but there's June Applin is their main person, and they have probably 2 to 3 office people.
Now, Hunt County Kids, which we've been talking about for the last minute or so, partners with an organization called Lake Area Shared Ministries. But you tell me these are two different organizations. So what's Lake Area Shared Ministries?
They are two different organizations, but they do cooperate fully with each other. They're both housed in the South Hunt County area, and they share a building. But Lake Area Shared Ministries provides mostly food assistance. They do some rent assistance and things like that. It would be equivalent to Hunt County Shared Ministries or FISH here in Greenville.
Are there some particular needs in, since we're talking about the South Hunt County area, and in particular the Quinlan Lake Tawakoni area, are the needs there different than they might be in Greenville or in Commerce or in other parts of the county?
Different, probably no, but there are a lot more needs. We get calls at the office periodically throughout the month in regards to housing situations where housings are really substandard. In fact, in Wolf City, speaking outside of Greenville, there's several homes there that the power can't be turned on because they're below code, unfortunately. So you have people living in homes without power.
So smaller communities, of which we have a number in Hunt County, sometimes have the people who live in those smaller communities have greater need or different needs than people in the larger communities.
There's a larger need that we don't recognize just because we don't see it on a daily basis, I think, is probably the answer to that question.
We're talking with Hunt County United Way Executive Director Francis Dalby for the first time in 2014, and in particular about Hunt County Kids, which is located in the Quinlan area, South Hunt County. Quinlan area growing quite a bit. Last time I was down there, it seemed to be.
They're growing quite a bit. They have a very active chamber down in that area, and they very hard working toward a better community there. Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're just coming out of the Christmas season. How did your Christmas programs for families and children go? We talked about those last time you were in.
They went wonderfully. I think we helped a lot of people in the community, and I don't believe there was a child in Hunt County that went without a toy through various organizations, but I think a lot of that through L3. They're very generous in their gifts to the kids at this time of year.
That's saying a lot, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely a wonderful thing that they do.
People are more generous, and there are more generous people maybe than we sometimes think that there are.
I would agree with that, yes.
But at the same time, now, of course, in the Christmas season, everyone is focused on charity and goodwill to men. And then we come out of the Christmas season.
And we kind of forget that.
I would think so.
But I think the needs are there 24/7. So I would encourage anybody who is not giving to a local organization to remember them throughout the year, not just at Christmas. Absolutely.
Now, you're still in the middle of your annual fundraising campaign.
We are. Our campaign is running currently. We still have a lot of businesses out there that offer the opportunity to payroll deduct. And if you have that opportunity, you would be amazed the difference that you make through just a small contribution weekly or biweekly or even monthly, and every little bit helps.
Direct us to the Hunt County United Way website if anyone would like to look at that and learn more about any of these organizations or learn more about contributing to the United Way.
UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org. That would be UnitedWayOfHuntCounty.org. And we're also on Facebook. We're not quite as active there as we'd like to be, but we're working toward a more prevalent social media stance.
Okay. Francis Dalby with the Hunt County United Way, the executive director. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.